Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home. Take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show where we sit here talk about Fear of the Walking Dead. The episode just before the mid-season finale. It is Saturday afternoon, May 21st. The new episode airs tomorrow night. We're going to be talking about last Sunday's episode due to the fact that I was out of town. And Jesus was like on this double date. He like hires a bunch of escorts every – I don't know. What's up with you and escorts lately, you know?
I have no idea what you're talking about,
yeah,
Mike.
I know. I know how you Hollywood people are. I've seen – I saw that Less Than Zero movie. I know how y'all be. So you and I are going to talk about it because apparently we try getting the girls on, Brancy and Kristen. Kristen is dealing with some breakup, moving, I need half my stuff, you didn't pay for this crap. And Brancy, I don't even know what her deal is, but it seems to me, you brought it up earlier, that these two have just stopped watching Fear of the Walking Dead.
It seems like it. I mean, I think neither of them have been on for at least 3 episodes, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. So, I don't know, man. Will they watch? I mean, Kristen hasn't even – I mean, she texts us and is like, I'm such a slacker. I haven't even watched any. I'm 3 episodes behind. I don't think they're even going to be with us for the midseason finale.
Maybe not.
But you and I can handle it. So let's do – I got my notes. Let's do this. We're going to be talking about the episode called Succut Service. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Okay, good. I do have a little information – I'm going to post it up on my Facebook page. I Watch Mike on Facebook. It's the title of the article is, What Does Succut Service Mean? And because I didn't know. I don't know if you knew. Maybe you did know.
No. What does it mean?
It's a big, giant paragraph. It's a lot of reading, buddy. And yeah. So I'm going to
– I'll check it out.
I'll put it on the page, and then you can share it as well and show the people. So let's get into this episode. You and I briefly text each other last night, and you have a prediction. You think we're going to lose maybe 1, possibly 2 main characters in the mid-season finale?
I think so. I mean, we gained a couple more characters.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of alluding to the fact that, you know, there's conflict in the group.
Uh-huh.
It seems that it's bound to happen. It's the Walking Dead style, you know?
Okay, so let me ask you a question now. Let's not talk about the text. Let's just put it out there. Who do you think we're going to lose on the midseason finale?
I want it to be Chris, yeah, but it might be Chris and Maddie.
You think Maddie? And Maddie is, for you to say that, that's, you got to like, I bet you're like choking on just a big old wad in your throat because you like Maddie as a character.
I do. I really like her. But I think she is more than willing to give her life to protect her children.
I would agree. I think I even told my wife, especially during that part where Alicia tells Maddie why she's afraid now, mm-hmm. and about Chris. And then Maddie storms in and was like, Travis, we gotta talk about Chris. And it's obvious that, and then all of a sudden he's like, dude, I was there for you. For Nick, I need you to help talk to Chris and let's figure it out together as a family. And she's like, sorry, Dick, I'm out of here. I got to be with my daughter.
Yeah, the thing was, Nick is harming himself.
Mm-hmm.
Chris is trying to kill Maddie now.
Okay, hold on. Okay, first, before we jump onto that, do you think that was a bitch move that Maddie pulled on Travis?
No.
What? You got to be kidding.
I think it was messed up the way she put it. I mean, how are you going to put father against son?
Wait, hold on. You don't think that was a bitch move that she just said, sorry? He's like sitting there going, I need your help as a family. And she's like, my daughter needs me. I'm out of here.
Like, I don't, because they both chose their family. They both chose their blood.
Yeah, but they're a family, though. They're supposed to. I mean, just like he said, who went to go look for Nick in the church? Travis yeah. did. He was there during all, even though Nick was hurting himself, and he was hurting the family, okay?
Yeah, but Travis was in no mortal danger.
Oh my God, I cannot believe you're saying that. That was a total bitch move. Like, she should have like been like, okay, I'll help you. If anybody can help get into the mind, it should be her since she was a school counselor, you know?
I agree. But the second that she heard that, you know, she was about to get bitten and he was just there watching with enjoyment, it's different.
So you think that Maddie's like, this guy can't be helped. Like he's over the deep end.
I think she fears for her own safety as well.
Wow. And then just totally, but that's okay. She just drops Travis just like that. All the shit that Travis has been doing, keeping the family alive, all these things that he's been doing, and she can just drop him like that. You think that's okay? That's not a bitch move.
I don't think it's okay, but I do think that she's doing the right thing.
Oh my God. You're stupid. I can't believe you. I can't believe, I thought you would have been like, yeah, dude, she's just, that was not cool. Because, like, they were in a relationship. They haven't been dating for, like, a couple of weeks. They've been going through a lot together.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought that was a bitch move. And right there, I was like, this bitch needs to die. I just don't. I've never liked Maddie. People can listen to our season one recap show. I've never been a fan of her. Mm-hmm. I think she sucks balls. Even trying to – I think it was last episode when they're trying to – when Travis is fighting this dude – you know, to help get Alicia, she's just want to watch. I mean, my wife was like, what is up with this stupid character here? She's just standing there watching Travis almost get his ass beat, and she's just barely kicking him. And she had a gun, too.
I do agree with that, because last week's episode was, even though it had a lot of very suspenseful moments, it wasn't the greatest plot.
How do you jump from the plot? I'm talking about Maddie. You do everything to avoid talking bad about her. You know that? You're like, well, the plot sucked and the directing of the light. No, we're talking about Maddie. I mean, she did not help him. She didn't.
She didn't.
And who was there? And who was there helping? Even though he was, you know, blindfolded at one point, they weren't going to leave until Alicia. Travis was saying, I'm not going to leave you. You know, go. I'm, you know, yeah. No. See? But it's not a dick. Oh, whatever. Oh, I don't know. What else? So let me ask you a question. Well, first of all, the very beginning I was upset because I don't know about you, but I was a fan of Luis. I liked Luis.
I was.
I thought he was going to be like the Daryl Dixon of the group.
Kinda.
You know, but he had some like tactical experience.
Yeah.
Sniper stuff. What do you think was up with that coin that that Daniel found that actual Luis had in his hand?
I have no idea, but it seemed to be religious, kind of.
Yeah, it definitely did. Something.
Maybe some sort of cult?
I don't know. I don't know, man, because that was Daniel's face seemed a little concerned.
Yeah, well, maybe it's a militia. We have no idea yet.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was thinking that it had to do something with his past and this organization, and I don't know. Maybe something. Yeah. Let's talk about Daniel since we're right on that. What do you think his story is? I mean, at one point during the church zombie attack, he gets a vision of him choking a kid, you know, and yeah. he freezes. And even at the end and towards the end, before dinner, he's sitting on the bed and he's kind of out there a little bit. Are you worried for him or do you think this is just do you think this has something to do with Celia's coin thing or is it just starting to kind of take its weight, you know, on Daniel finally?
I think that since he's been through something similar, you know, he's been through civil war in his country. Mm-hmm. He's kind of facing the fact that he's going back to fighting now. You know, he can't be, you know, the person he was in L.A., you know, running a business. He has to be a little bit more aggressive and go back to that primitive nature for himself.
Okay, I could see that. Okay, it's almost like the Rambo syndrome. You know, like he did. Okay, I get that. That makes sense. That the business and being a barber kind of covered up. It didn't heal his past, but it definitely covered it kind of like a big giant Band-Aid. And now all this stuff is starting to resurface.
Yeah, and for sure he has some sort of PTSD.
Well, do you think this is going to work in his benefit? I mean, do you think this is going to like come up and then now Daniel's going to be like, y'all didn't want to make me mad, but now you have, I'm going to kill and I'm going to take y'all out? Or do you think this is going to be something that's definitely going to hurt him?
I think it's going to hurt him.
Shit.
I really do not see him dying, because I think he's found the fact that, you know, Ophelia is the only person in his life left to be of purpose to survive.
Oh, I think that if anything happened to Ophelia, I'd question Daniel's. I don't know. I don't know. Would Daniel, you know, kill himself because he's lost his wife and daughter? I don't know. Yeah, I think if the group said, Daniel, we need you, I think he would. I don't know. I think he would stay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just. I don't know. I was a little worried, because even in my notes, I put. Where did I put here? I put, is Daniel losing it? He's freaking me out. Like, I was like, no, not you.
I really like that part where they're taking away the weapons and he hands over the knife first.
And then she kind of looks at, like, really? And he's like, here's my gun. Yeah.
Yeah. It's smart. I mean, he tried to keep his weapons, which is what he wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that chick was going to let him stay. I was like, oh, okay. And then it was like, no, you're not going to – if you want him, you can't come on the grounds. But there's something up with Daniel, because even when he goes to that altar, it's obvious that it's some kind of, you know, altar of the dead, respect. You know, you could put a picture up there. And then – I mean, Ophelia knew what to do in that situation, and maybe that's why he was going there to talk to his wife. But it seems like there's some kind of – I don't know, friction between him and Celia, and especially when Daniel confronts her about, you know, the zombies in the cellar, you know?
Yeah, I think he knows what kind of religions are, or, you know, customs are in the Hispanic countries.
Right.
And he might be worried that, you know, it's one of, like, the voodoo-type religions.
Well, you know what? I was talking to my wife about it, because I read this article, and it was talking about if Celia is the same as Herschel, because of the barn situation and the cellar. And the article said that pretty much on the surface of everything, yes, it looks similar, but Herschel was, one, naive and really thought they were sick and not zombies and everything else. And then the article stated that Celia definitely knows, she's not naive, and she definitely knows that they're dead. But I think it is what her religion is, because even my wife brought it up, that saying that that basically she says that the dead have always walked among us, now we can just see them. And that's what she's pissed off about, that it was, and it's obvious in the very beginning of this episode where she killed, you know, these church, the priest and some of the church people were going to go out and kill the dead, and Celia did not want to have that. That she wind up killing those people who were trying to kill the dead. So it's obvious that Celia is not happy, and she's not going to be happy with Daniel. Sure as hell not going to be happy with Strand, who was supposed to take the poisonous Jesus wafer and didn't, and instead shot Thomas in the face. That's going to cause some serious shit right there.
It is, and I agree with the whole fact that she is probably a complementary to what Herschel was.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's definitely the darker side of what Herschel was. And when Strand shoots, what was his name?
Thomas.
Thomas, it was shocking to me, because I thought he was so into this, you know, idea of the Romeo and Juliet die together thing.
Well, I thought so too. The whole just love, you know, it seemed like he wasn't gonna leave him, but then at the very last minute, I don't know why. I don't know if Strand just said, you know what? I don't know. I don't know what was going through his head. I don't know why he changed his mind. I think that Strand's just a fighter. He's a survivalist.
You don't think that, you know, I think we said that on the last time we were on the podcast, that he was just pulling the biggest con he possibly could.
And you think this whole thing has just been one giant con?
It might have been. I mean, it makes kind of a little bit more sense now that he couldn't go through with, you know, killing himself to be with his partner.
It could be. You know what? You could be right. This could have been a con. And now that Thomas is out of the picture, you know, it's, and Luis is not here, so Strand's got control. I mean, I don't know. I think that's once again, I think he's just a survivalist.
Yeah.
You know, and by any means necessary. And I don't know. Who knows? Maybe Strand, and maybe he goes both ways and he'll get together with Maddie.
Maddie's, that'd be interesting.
Maddie kind of reminds me of Andrea anyways. Worthless. Worthless.
I don't know about that.
Jump on the strongest penis that she thinks. That's an Andrea move.
It is.
Let's talk about Chris. My wife cannot stand him, and either can I. This episode, and I was telling her, I was like, I'm getting so pissed off because Chris likes to act hard. You know, last episode, when he's looking through the door, and the dude's talking shit to him, Reed, and he's just like giving the evil eye, but then he shoots him, and then he's like crying on Maddie. And even in this episode, you know, he wants to act tough, and he's a pussy. I don't know. Do you think he's just losing it? I mean, because first he gets told that Maddie thinks he's a little unstable, and so he watches the zombie on top of Maddie, and Alicia sees, so that freaks her out, and then Alicia confronts him, and he literally pretty much tells her, "If you tell anybody, I'm going to kill you. I don't want to hurt anybody."
Yeah,
and then at the end of this episode, when Strand shoots Thomas in the face. All of a sudden, you got to give it to Chris, though. Was he picking up the knife because, oops, someone's going to get hurt? There could be a little small child and grab this knife. I better take this to the kitchen. Or do you think he actually went up and got it and said, shit, I could kill both of them right now while they're sleeping?
Yeah, I think he wanted to kill both of them. I mean, he wouldn't have run out of the room the way he did if he wasn't.
Yeah.
I think it's really stupid that they didn't lock the door knowing Chris was, you know, kind of unstable.
No shit, right?
I mean, the other people in the house, they don't know them.
No, right? I'd be like locking it and putting a chair behind it.
Yeah, I mean, it was really weird just the fact that he could walk in there like nothing.
That is true. Like, you're sleeping with a knife. You brought a knife to the room. Why wouldn't you have locked the door? And I'll tell you why, Jesus. Because Maddie's a freaking idiot. She's an idiot. She's cocky. She thinks nothing, whatever. But dude, what do you think? I mean, do you think she's going to go? I mean, we got the midseason finale coming up, you know, this Sunday. Do you think they're going to confront Travis and be like, look, your son was in our room? I mean, Alicia looked like she was like, you know, she was like, get out of the room.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to tell Travis? What do you think is going to happen with this crap, with this drama?
I definitely think that they're going to tell Travis, and Travis is going to stick on Chris's side nonetheless.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. This is a little bit more serious with both of them. Like, he was standing in our room with a knife.
Definitely a lot more serious than we think we saw him let Maddie almost die.
Oh, man, I was hoping. You know, but I just can't. I can't take Chris. Chris is an idiot, and he's going to get the group. I can't stand him, and I don't know what they're going to do with him. But it's definitely going to add some drama to the family now. You know, first he threatens, and you know, and just like you said earlier, Maddie is big mama bear mode. You know, no matter what, she doesn't want her kids to grow up and do bad things. And I say bad things like defend themselves. But, you know, I mean, it's obvious now she's going to be like, the only people that I can trust is you two and maybe Daniel. I think she believes that Daniel's got her back.
I think she really trusts Daniel now.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to – I want them both dead. I really want them both dead for a long time. Well, let's talk about Nick.
Oh, Nick.
Okay. So what do you think? I mean, it's obvious that Nick, it kind of shook Nick having to put an axe into a little girl zombie at the church attack. So he's kind of going through that stuff. And then he goes with Ophelia to the altar. Ophelia asks him to come to the altar. What do you think that was about?
I think Ophelia doesn't just like him. She sees that he is important in all this.
She is too, the same way as an Andrea.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, she was sleeping with homeboy for military info.
I don't know if she was sleeping, but she was definitely, you know, putting that out there.
I thought they slept together. Like, they were buttoning up their shirt the one time they were in the truck. I think they did it.
Maybe.
I think they did. And Ophelia, she's just, you know, she's a survival like her dad in a different kind of way. She uses, instead of using razors like her father, she uses vagina.
So, yeah.
I know. It was kind of weird because it was like, even I was with Nick. Nick was like, why am I coming here? You know?
The part where Maddie comes in and, you know, Nick is eating the pozole and she's like, don't talk to my kid. He's very impressionable. That's the only time I really disliked Maddie.
Dude, that was a bitch move. And I told my wife, I can't stand her just for the fact that Maddie hates, and this is what I put on here. I put my notes here. Maddie can't stand that everyone likes and connects with Nick. And she sucked as a mom. Jealous snatch. That's what I put in it. I think, you know, she didn't like the fact that Daniel and him were connecting. You know, it's obvious that Celia, whatever her name is, Thomas's mom is connecting with her. Strand is connecting. She didn't have this. That's what I think. I think she's just, I think it's for her selfish reasons.
I think just because he's made mistakes, which, you know, addiction is a huge mistake.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't believe that he could be important. And that's the worst mistake because he's, you know, he's gone through hell. He's been in this apocalyptic type of scenario because of the drugs.
Right.
So he is more apt to be in the zombie apocalypse. And that, she can't see that. She still sees him as this wounded little bear, you know?
See, and I could see a little of that. And I could see your point and totally respect it. And I think I would, if we were playing cards, I would be like, I raise you this. I really think... I can see that, and I agree, but I also truly feel that she just hates the fact that everybody is that, you know, maybe she's just jealous of the fact that she had to deal with the shit Nick, you know, all this time, and now that Nick is likable, and everybody, you know, it's like now everybody, you know, it's like, oh, I had to do the dirty work, and now you got the cool nice Nick. I don't know. I think she's just jealous. I think she hates the fact that people are connecting to him, and I can really see that. I think it's all for her reasonings. I don't think she's looking out for him like, oh, I it's his safety. I just think that she just hates the fact that, you know, that he's better than her.
I think she just needs to figure out the fact that she can no longer shelter this guy. You know, she tried being like, oh, you know, you're not doing Strand's errands anymore. You can't put anything like that on him anymore. He's survived some of the worst parts, and you don't even know what he's gone through in this time where you've had him clean.
And Strand even tells her that too when she says about the errands. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you gotta cut the umbilical cord. Like, yeah. You gotta get, you know, and I think that's the problem, that everybody sees it except her because she had to deal with it. I don't know. I think it's just a bigger, deeper. She's just an idiot, and I want her dead. And what do you think about Celia? I mean, she's kind of connecting with Nick, and then Nick goes to the altar and then looks up to the owl and starts seeing shit from season one. Like, he can see he's getting flashbacks. Same thing as Daniel.
Yeah, but I think he is seeing the fact that he is apt to survive in this apocalypse, that he is essential to their survival.
So that's what you see.
That's what I saw.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't. I mean, like, me and my wife was like, "What is up with these freaking flashbacks?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I don't know if it's if it's just bringing him that he. I mean, maybe that's what it is. That it's kind of showing him. I don't know. And I know that in the mid-season finale in the commercial, he does at one point tell Maddie, "I can walk. I can walk among them. I walk among them."
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what he has started to see, the fact that unlike anybody else, he already has died and he's already walking among the dead as if he's one of them.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think that you and I have talked about that many a times, that and, you know, and that he has died and come back almost invincible. And then with the whole blood thing. I think it's a rut. You know, we talked about in our last podcast is just being a rush. I think it's just a rush and excitement. Mm-hmm. And he feels that he's, you know, he can contribute a lot to this apocalypse that no one's given him credit for, especially his own mom.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I mean, the mid-season finale is this coming in Sunday. And it looks like, have you seen the commercials? I know that you.
I have not.
It seems that Celia is not a happy camper. It looks like Strand. There's some men around. They jump Daniel and start beating his ass. Yeah, it's gonna be it's gonna be interesting. I'm curious.
If Daniel gets put into a corner, there's going to be hell.
I cannot wait to see that happen.
Yeah.
Because I really think that we haven't seen Daniel's full capabilities of taking motherfuckers out.
Yeah, because, you know, with the flashback, you could tell he is some sort of animal, like wild animal.
Yeah.
And even if he has been a little tamed, you never lose that spirit.
Oh, hell no. I mean, to have a little kid in a super kung fu chokehold, you got to go to a dark place for that. And the question is, did he kill this kid? I mean, there could be, you know, it seems that something is talking to him. I mean, remember even when he's sitting on the bed, last episode where he's hearing voices?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I just hope he stays safe, because he's a vital one. I mean, he's probably one of the toughest ones. Besides, it's crazy enough that I'm saying this, but Nick is pretty strong in his own way. You know?
Yeah. It's been surprising seeing the full 180 with him from episode one.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree. Well, I think that's it for me. Do you got anything to add? Did I leave anything out?
No, I think we're done.
Yeah, man. I mean, this was a really. I thought it was a good episode, and definitely setting you up for the mid-season finale. Mid-season finale is going to happen tomorrow, the 22nd, Sunday on AMC. Do you plan on watching the premiere of Preacher?
I do too.
It
seemed to be one of these shows that I can really get into.
It's kind of like a cross between Supernatural and Constantine, I'm thinking.
Hopefully.
I'm going to try it out. My wife's like, no. So that's the one show that I will not be watching romantically with her. Not going to happen. All right. So, Jesus, you and I are done. We'll be back Monday. We're going to knock out to the midseason finale. I don't know if the girls will be joining us. Probably not. Because they suck. And I think that's it. So why don't you let the people know? I know you've been sending me reviews and stuff and sharing online. I've been seeing them on Twitter, but everybody can find them on your blog. Why don't you tell people where they can find you?
My blog, dysfunctional.com, social media at dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, and dysfunctional LA on Facebook.
Sweet. My blog, you can check out my stuff, iwatchmike.com. That is my blog. I watch Mike on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Mike the Movie Guy. And you can always check out the stuff over at audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. I've added a couple of things, new shows up there. I'm trying to get caught up with everything. And also shout outs to Amy McCracken over at thevro.com. You can find our stuff. She shares our stuff there as well and all her stuff. So just look up Variety Radio Online and there she is. And, of course, Brancy, if you want to find her, I think she's what, VRO Brancy on Twitter? I think that's what
it is. And Instagram.
And then, Kristen, you can check out her blog, accordingtokristen.com. There you go. And, of course, we're all on Good Shows. Have you written the review for this episode on Good Shows yet?
I have not, because I wanted it to be a surprise when we get on here.
Sweet. So we're talking about Good Shows. We've mentioned it in other podcasts. Make sure you check it out if you're a fan of TV. TV Tag or Get Glue, if you're a fan of TVs and movies and stuff like that, check it out. It's for iPhone right now. It's called Good Shows. It's the app. Get on there. You can find Dysfunctional. That's Jesus, me, Mike the Movie Guy on there. It's got a great community. It's really cool. It's coming soon to Android. So jump on there and leave comments, join the community, and, you know, let's talk stuff. There you go. That's it for us. We'll be back Monday to talk more Fear of the Walking Dead. Make sure you check out some of our season one recaps and some of the other past shows as well. Jesus, have a good Saturday night. Tell some of your hookers I said hello. And okay. We'll chat on Monday. Say goodbye, dude.
Bye.
Get yourself a blonde.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.